Hello, all you naughty boys and girls of Literotica. Welcome to my first steamy hot audio of 2013. Thank you for listening and for welcoming me back to work so sweetly. I appreciate all the emails and feedback. It's so good to be back to recording. You're about to listen to my entry into Literotica's Valentine's Day contest, so be sure to vote. All you have to do to vote is click on the fifth star under the text. Just scroll down to the bottom of the page and you'll see it. Let's make sure this one gets rated hot, which is 4.5 stars or more. So vote, vote, vote. You may have noticed that I sound different. Raven got a new microphone. And I'm talking a professional quality mic from Blue Microphones. I'm completely in love, and if my voice would let me, I'd record on this thing all day, every day. I knew I sounded good, but I never knew I sounded this good. Really quickly, check out my Facebook page and my Twitter. The links are in my profile. And if you have any erotic audio needs that you'd like me to fulfill, I am accepting new commissions. Also, if you'd like to be included on my mailing list, just send me an email to ravenfoxaudio@gmail.com. No spaces. Now, it's time to shut off the TV and turn your ringer to silent. You're going to want some alone time. Make sure you're nice and comfortable and feel free to play along. You know what time it is. It's time to sit back, relax, and let me take you into my fantasy.
I'm scared and somewhat unprepared. You think the stars will align in their own time, but I don't care. Give me a reason to satisfy your treasons. Change the seasons. This winter has lasted too long. We got it wrong. Maybe I'm scared of being alone, but baby, I've got to hold my own. 'Cause maybe love's not what I expected. Gotta run, run, run to the nearest exit.
Okay, let's see. Pizza? Check. Movie? All queued up. Fridge? Stocked with the essential alcoholic necessities. No reason whatsoever to venture outside until tomorrow. Fuck. I feel like those people who shut off all their lights on Halloween, hoping no one rings the doorbell or eggs the house. I hate Valentine's Day. That's the cliche, right? Well, I can't help it. It makes me think of that stupid box of conversation hearts that Brian Kessie gave me in third grade. He'd scrawled, "Judith, will you be my Valentine?" on it, and gave it to me in front of all the other kids. I tried to be nice about it, told him I was going to ask someone else. He cried and wouldn't take back the candy. I had a little heart-shaped box of chocolates all ready to give my choice for Valentine, Alice Crenshaw. I'll never know if she would have agreed either, because Brian was her cousin, and she punched me in the face for making him cry. My kind of woman. I started asking everyone to call me Jude in fourth grade, and the last person to call me Judith got an Alice Crenshaw special right in the eye. Valentine's Day. Nothing but high expectations and deep disappointments. The girls I date always expect me to take them to a hugely overpriced restaurant on the busiest day of the year, so the service is always shit. They expect me to show up and take them to the restaurant in a limo, like we're going to prom or something. They want flowers, they want candy, they want creepy little stuffed animals or expensive jewelry. All because Hallmark created a holiday to sell cards. And I've done it. I've gone all out every year. There was even the infamous Valentine's Day of 2009, when I spent the day and a small fortune with Lisa the flight attendant. She had to fly out that afternoon, so naturally I made plans with Candace for dinner and drinks. How was I supposed to know Lisa was going to declare her love for me, call in sick, and beg me to move in with her? And then Candace shows up early to surprise me in nothing but a trench coat and edible lingerie, And she finds me trying to, let Lisa down easy. It wasn't my fault. Valentine's Day makes women go batshit crazy. Well, I'm not putting up with it this year. I told everyone I had plans and I turned my phone off. Cupid can kiss my ass. No crazy bitches for Jude Malloy this year. All those lovey-dovey doe-eyed suckers out there can have them if they're willing to put up with that bullshit. This year, I'm going to stay right here and pretend it's just an ordinary Thursday. I'll just... And, of course, someone buzzing to be let in. If this is another goddamn bouquet of roses being delivered to the wrong apartment, I'm going to lose it. Yeah?
It's me. It's Gina.
Oh, I thought you were out with... You know what? Just come up. Gina. Of all the people I wouldn't turn away, even on Valentine's, it would be her. One of the universe's cruelest jokes was creating this gorgeous, curvaceous, funny lady and making her straight. I can't count the number of times I've tried to see a hint of bisexuality in her. Just some little indication that possibly, maybe, if I got her drunk enough. Well, a girl can dream, right? I'll go ahead and leave the door open so she can...
Hey, Jude.
Hey, Jude? Yeah, that never gets old. Never mind. Gina, come on in. She looks so good. Hair done, just the right amount of makeup, and that dress. Cherry print? Only she could take something that goofy and make it look that damn good. Gina, Gina, my cherry pie. I want to tie the stems of every one of those cherries into a knot with my tongue. Don't look at the cleavage, Jude. For fuck's sake, the woman's in crisis here. Why does the damn dress have to be cut to her navel? Perfume. She's wearing perfume. I like her perfume. Shake it off, Jude. Friends. Friends. Be her friend. She needs a friend, not a horny dyke who wants to pick her cherries. She obviously had better plans for her night than I did. Another downside to Valentine's Day? You can plan. You can doll yourself up, and you can drop a ton of cash on a fancy date, and you'll still end up crying. High expectations and deep disappointments. Why don't you come over here and sit down? You must be freezing.
I'm all right.
Sit right here by me.
Thanks.
Now tell me, what's wrong? I thought you had big plans with Vince.
Had plans. He's been excited all week, and I thought it was going to be something really special. So I rushed home from work, got all dressed up, and he walks in and he laughs.
Want me to kick his ass?
No. I just wish I hadn't been so stupid. He had no idea what today was. He was just excited because this weekend he and his moron friends are renting dirt bikes. And when I told him it was Valentine's Day, he said it would be ridiculous to try going to a restaurant tonight. And then he asked me what I was going to make for dinner.
What a douche.
I asked him if I looked dressed to cook, and he tried to be all sexy and say I looked good enough to eat.
Even a broken clock is right twice a day.
I'm so pissed, Jude. And hurt. And you want to know the worst part? The most humiliating part? I almost fucked him. Just so all my primping wouldn't go to waste. Isn't that pathetic?
Well, it wouldn't be my preference. But I understand those kinds of needs. We've all got them, babe. Look, just being honest with you here. Vince was never good enough for you.
Oh, sure. All my friends say that. All my friends tell me I'm too good for him and he doesn't treat me right. Blah, blah, blah. But you know what? All those friends are out on dates with their boyfriends and husbands tonight. And I've got no one.
Gee, thanks.
Oh, Jude, I didn't mean... You're my best friend. I love you. I honestly thought you'd be with one of your dates tonight. I tried calling, but it went straight to voicemail. But then I left so quickly, and I just started walking. He didn't even come after me. And anyway, I ended up here even though I thought you weren't home. I knew you'd understand since you don't like guys.
Ah, I see. You want to join the Diesel Dyke Man-Haters Club. See? I made you laugh. You picked the right door to knock on. Look, just because I don't like to have sex with guys doesn't mean I don't like good guys. Some of my best buds are guys. But Vince is not a good guy. What kind of idiot forgets Valentine's Day and then asks his gorgeous girlfriend to cook for him in that? Hence, not good enough for you.
I know.
Oof. Just hug her, Jude. She just needs a hug. That's why she threw herself at you. Forget about how soft her hair is. Don't smell that perfume. Is she wearing cherry perfume? Cherries and cream and utterly... Oh, stop it. Just stroke her hair and her back. And keep your hormones in check. I can do this. Focus on something else. She's getting my shirt all wet with her tears. That's not sexy. Wet shirt. Wet shirt. Oh, shit. No. Think about pizza. My pizza's getting cold. I should offer her some pizza. But what if she gets some on her dress? She might have to take off her dress to eat. Gina, naked, eating my pizza. Eating my... Oh, damn. This isn't easy.
I don't expect him to go broke buying me some fancy dinner. But is it too much to ask that we look nice and have a nice grown-up dinner once a year?
Not much at all. A girl has a right to have a good Valentine's Day. Yeah, okay, I know I was bitching about all that hearts and flowers bullshit. But she's my best friend. My fantasy. My girl. And she's sobbing. Just sitting here holding her, touching her, feeling her. She would have let that douche do whatever he wanted with her. And he treats her like crap? Not on my watch.
Oh, God, I'm not ruining anything, am I? I mean, did you have plans?
Just pizza and a movie.
But you're all dressed up.
I am. Just a button-down shirt and some jeans. Who would call that dressed up? You're not interrupting anything. Trust me, baby. Anyway, I hate, Don't tell her you hate Valentine's Day. Pizza. Alone. I mean, I hate eating pizza alone. So it's a good thing you showed up. You can share this pie and we can watch Revenge of the Killer Tomatoes. Aw, oh, shit. She wanted a fancy dinner and her lesbian best friend just invited her for junk food and bad cinema. Smooth, Jude. Real smooth. I'm sorry, Gina. I know it's not the romantic night out you were hoping for.
That's not it. It's the best offer I've gotten all night. And you didn't even ask me to cook.
Oh, don't cry anymore. You just put your head back down on my shoulder. There you go.
It's not like I have a ton of options knocking down my door.
Oh, please. You'd have a ton of options if you just put yourself out there.
You think so?
Oh, don't look at me with those big doe eyes. I am melting. I know so. You know I think you're beautiful. And I think anyone who doesn't appreciate having you in their life is a fool.
Thanks, Jude.
Did I make you feel better?
Yeah, you did. You always do, Jude.
Good. I'm glad.
What are you doing?
Just a little kiss on the cheek. Is that okay? I just want you to know how beautiful you are.
It's okay. You've always made me feel beautiful. That's why I came here. I love how you make me feel, Jude. I wish...
What?
I wish I felt the same way that you feel about me.
Okay, listen. The kiss was just...
No, I know. Friends. But I know how you feel. I know you're attracted to me. I know you care about me. How could I not? I've thought about it.
Easy, girl. Relax. Be casual.
Oh? What have you thought?
Just about...
It's okay, you can tell me anything.
I thought about being with you. What it would be like to kiss you.
Oh, I've thought about kissing you too. You're so beautiful, Gina. Your lips are so soft. You're a great kisser.
Thank you. It didn't feel as weird as I thought it would. It's just because I've never kissed a woman, not because I'm kissing you. If I was going to kiss a woman...
Again?
Right. If I was going to kiss a woman again, it would be you.
Well, how about this? It's Valentine's Day. So how about just for tonight, you do whatever you want. You went to a lot of trouble to make tonight special, so why not have a little fun?
I don't know. You really are so beautiful.
So are you. I've always thought so. Nothing is going to happen tonight that you don't want. If all you want is a little kiss on the cheek, then that's where we'll stop. One kiss on each cheek. Want me to stop?
I don't think so.
And now that you've really kissed a woman, you can check that off your bucket list. Well... Oh, wow. You're a great kisser, Gina.
You said that already.
I really meant it.
Thank you. This is so strange.
Good strange or bad strange?
Great strange.
If you want me to stop there, I will. I'll leave my hand right here, on your arm. I won't move it up to your shoulder, or to your neck.
Oh, Jude. Kiss me.
Gina. How was that?
It was good.
I'm glad. It's nice to see you smile. You have such a beautiful smile.
You're not stopping, are you?
I told you I would stop when you wanted me to. Do you want me to?
Not yet.
Good. You're laughing.
Oh, I know. I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry, baby. You have a beautiful laugh.
I'm just nervous. You've wanted this for so long. I don't want to screw it up by being bad at it.
Don't worry about that. You're worth the wait.
Oh, Jude. You always make me feel so good. I feel so safe with you.
Good.
Oh, God, you're such a great kisser.
I was thinking the same thing.
If I let you go further, what would you do next?
Are you sure you want to know?
I have to know.
I'll whisper it in your ear after I nibble it a little bit.
Hey!
What, you don't like it a little rough?
You're tickling me.
Oh, sorry. How about this?
Better.
I could spend all night just kissing your neck right here. Stroking your arm. Feeling your body pressing against mine. Seriously, Gina. All you have to do is tell me to stop.
Not yet. Tell me what you'd do if I was one of the girls that you date. One of your conquests. Tell me what you'd do if we met at a bar and you brought me back up here and we were on the couch and, and you were doing that to my ear. And then...
No, then I'd pull you up onto my lap, and you'd put your hands on my shoulders.
Oh! Don't let me fall!
I've got you. I won't let you fall. Mm-hmm. Now, oh. Come closer. See, I've got you. You're safe, remember?
Right. What would you do now that I was straddling your lap?
Notice that your sexy little dress is riding up over your hips.
Oh, do you like that?
I love your legs. Strong, beautiful legs. I love seeing this much of them.
You like those, huh?
I always have.
So, other than molesting my legs, then what would you do?
Well... Then I'd start to kiss down your neck like this.
Oh, that's very nice.
Thank you.
And I move my hands up?
Yes.
Into your hair?
Oh, fuck, Gina. I love your breasts. And I'd slip my hands around your waist. Reach up. Find the zipper of your dress, and I'd pull it down, and I'd...
Don't stop now. Please, Jude.
I don't want this to happen just because you're mad at Vince.
It's not. It's because I've always wondered what it would be like with you. Well, with a woman. But I don't want to be with a woman. If she isn't you, I mean... I want to be with you. Please. Jude, just kiss me.
Okay. Lean back. Let me get this off of you. Oh, wow. I love the lingerie, Gina. Very sexy.
Thank you. I'm glad you're the one seeing it.
Me too. Kiss me again.
Yes.
Let me see those breasts. Oh. Oh, Gina, look how beautiful they are. Can I pinch your nipples?
Is that something you do?
Depends on the woman. Sometimes I just rub them with my thumbs.
Oh.
Sometimes I just kiss them.
Uh-huh.
But sometimes I pinch them. Like this.
Oh, shit.
Too hard?
Mm-mm.
Or a little harder?
Ouch! Oh. Oh, God, don't stop. I love that.
How about if I bite them?
Shit, yes. That's... Oh, God, Jude.
You're so beautiful.
Can I?
Yes.
You didn't know what I was going to say.
You can do anything you want to me, baby.
Can I take your shirt off of you?
Sure, of course. Here, let me help you.
I can't believe I'm doing this. with you.
I can't either. I think I'm dreaming.
Then why am I the one getting pinched?
You can still tell me to stop.
Don't you dare.
Good girl. But I think I have to switch things up.
Ah!
Sorry.
No, I like it when you throw me around.
Oh, now you tell me. I'd have been doing it all the time if I'd known.
I'd have let you. And I love having you on top of me even more.
Oh, really? Not too heavy?
Just right.
Pull your knees up. You feel me against you?
Yes.
Yeah?
Oh, I love that.
You like feeling me rake my fingernails? At the outside of your thigh? What about the inside?
Oh! Ooh. Oh, God, I'm sorry. I nearly bucked you right off.
Don't worry. I'll hold you down. I like my girls a little wild.
I bet you make them all wild.
I do okay. Kiss my chest.
Like this?
Oh, exactly like that. Gina, you drive me crazy.
I can't believe I'm doing this. I can't believe I waited so long to do this. Can I suck your...
Say it. Talk dirty to me.
Can I suck your tits?
Yeah. Oh, fuck, Gina. Oh, that's it. Oh. Oh, don't stop. Oh, wait, stop.
Did I do something wrong?
No, I just want to take off my jeans. I can't feel you through my jeans. See? I'm right back with you. Now, lift your hips up, baby. Press yourself against me. I want to feel how wet your pussy is.
Like that?
Just like that.
Oh, Jude.
You feel that? Oh, feel me rubbing against you? Feel me fucking you? Gina. I don't want to stop, but if you want me to, I will. I just want you to be sure this is what you want.
Don't ever fucking stop.
That's my girl.
Can I touch you?
Yes. Put your hands on me, baby. Anywhere you want. Oh, yeah. On my ass, huh? Oh, fuck. Gina. That feels so good. Oh, show me how to fuck you. Yeah. Oh, does that feel good?
Yeah.
You're so beautiful. I want to see how you look when you come. I want to be the one to make you come.
Already so close.
Yeah. Come for me, Gina. Come for me. Oh, please, Gina.
Oh, God. Oh. Dude. Oh.
Let it happen, baby.
Oh, God.
Yeah, baby. Come for me. Come for your Jude. Good girl. Yes.
You. I want you. I want to make you come.
You don't have to.
I know. Can I?
Fuck yeah. Of course. Here, let's sit up. I love your breasts. I've thought a lot about them.
Yeah? While you were touching yourself?
Yeah.
I've thought about it, too. Putting my hand there. Rubbing you. Are those men's boxer briefs?
No. They're women's boxer briefs.
Can I take them off of you?
Someone's gotten bold. Remember what I said? You can do anything you want. I'm yours.
Lift up.
I've wanted this for so long.
I'm sorry I made you wait. What do you want me to do? Should I touch you?
On the floor.
Like this?
Yes. Lick your lips. Make them wet. God, that's hot.
I love watching you touch yourself. You're so beautiful.
Are you nervous?
No, it's you. How could I be nervous?
Everyone's nervous their first time eating pussy. Even I was. It's okay, baby. Here, taste me. Suck my fingers. Yeah, do you like that?
You taste so good, Jude. I want to taste more.
Please. Oh.
Yes. Do you like that?
Fuck yeah.
I love how you taste.
Oh, don't stop. Oh, it's so good. Oh. Huh. Don't stop. Look up at me. Let me see your eyes. Shit. Oh, Gina. Yeah. Oh, look at you. Look at my pussy. Here. Oh, fuck. Suck my... Oh, clit. Fuck. Oh, you're a natural.
Do you want a finger?
Yes. Two. Put two fingers inside of me. Keep sucking my clit and fuck me with your fingers.
Like that?
Harder.
God.
Yeah.
Oh. You're so beautiful.
Oh, Gina.
Come for me, Jude. Please come for me.
I'm gonna come. Oh, don't stop. Keep hugging me.
Jude.
Suck my clit. Oh, Gina.
Holy shit.
You can say that again. Come up here. Kiss me.
I could get used to that.
You and me both. Are you okay? Was it too much too quick?
I think it was just right. I think we just waited too long.
And Vince?
Vince can keep fucking his dirt bikes.
Good girl. Are you gonna stay the night?
Oh, at least. Oh, right now I think I'm about to fall asleep on top of you.
And here I said I didn't want anything for Valentine's Day. You can sleep if you want.
Will you be here when I wake up?
I'm not going anywhere.
Good. Thank you, Jude.
My pleasure. Go to sleep, baby. That's it. That's my girl. That's my Gina.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe Valentine's Day isn't all bad. It just depends on what gifts you get. And I think I got a pretty good one.
Baby, I've got to hold. apart since the day we met. I've been dreaming of a broken heart, and I can't forget.